Well, as you see, my adventures in this world, this weird world of quantum physics, has taken me in directions you might not expect. We've looked at, in the previous session, sex, magic, and the shamanic world. The next session is going to take us into where the psyche and physics meet. And you may not guess where that takes place, but where it takes place is in your own dreams. So we're going to be looking at what's called the dreaming universe. Now, first of all, I'm going to give you the bottom line. Why do we dream? That's a natural question, and it doesn't have a definite scientific answer as of yet. So I'm going to give you my speculation here and tell you that we dream to create a self. Huh? I got a self. I know what my self is. I know who I am. I know what I am. What I'm telling you is you don't. You don't really know who you are or what you are or that you have an I or any of that kind of stuff until you start to dream it into existence. And that dreaming is the first stage of becoming aware as in the sense of self-aware. Well, my friends Wim Coleman and Pat Perrin wrote a wonderful book a while back called The Jamais Vu Papers. And in their description, they told a story which kind of resonated with me. And it goes something like this. Imagine, if you will, a realm in which there is no height, width, depth, or time. Imagine an entity who lives in this realm, an entity which we'll call Lixgrib. Imagine that poor Lixgrib is trapped by some sort of extra-dimensional cave-in. There's no escape. But Lixgrib cannot die. His consciousness will continue, all alone and completely paralyzed for eternity, or whatever the equivalent of eternity is in this rather strange realm of existence. How would you, if you were Lixgrib, deal with this situation? Well, you'd create worlds in your mind. Worlds within yourself. Lixgrib created a whole universe. Now, you might look at that as a kind of a mythology or a story, which may be maybe not exactly the way God would do it, but maybe reminiscent of what God does, if we think of God as somebody that does things, and that God dreams the world into existence. Now, this may seem a far cry from your normal everyday Western look of experiences, but it turns out to be not so far-fetched after all. In fact, many cultures think of the world as the dream of God or dream of spirit. So, we in the West have always been fascinated with dreams, and we have been wondering why we dream, where they come from, but yet we know that they have a kind of a strange power. For example, we know that some people, through their dreams, have the power of divination. They can look into the future. We also know that dreams are used for reawakening memories of events that have passed long time ago. Maybe even have passed in other lives that we may have lived or imagined that we have lived. Many cultures believe that during a dream, what happens to you is that you leave your body and you journey to other worlds, possibly even other universes. The world that we inhabit in our dream is sometimes given a name. It's called the imaginal realm. It's not just the realm of your imagination, which you can touch on during your normal waking consciousness, although it may very well be the same, but it's something else, something in which you have an experience as if you were actually present in this realm called the imaginal realm. When you're in this realm, your dream takes you out of your normal limitations of space and time. Indeed, in the Bible, we are reminded of the prophetic dreams of Joseph. And of course, there are dreams which are said to give creative powers to whoever dreams them. There are the dreams, for example, of the poet-philosopher William Blake, who demonstrated that dreams have prophetic and creative powers. Now, the Australian Aboriginal people are very fascinated with dreams, and they believe that the universe came into existence a very long time ago, arising from an unknowable realm that has been given different names. It was given the name Dreamtime by two English anthropologists around the turn of the 20th century. They called it El Chiringa, but we call it Dreamtime. And as this legend has it, time and space also appeared in the dream. All things, all material objects, all living creatures and plants are nothing but images of this dream. And this great spirit infused the dream with life and enabled all the images in the dream to share in the dream. In other words, the great spirit dreamt you into existence and dreamt you in such a way that you can also dream, so that you are a dream within a dream. And your dreams are dreams within dreams within dreams. And on it goes. Levels and levels and levels of dreams. In brief, we are nothing but dreams capable of dreaming. We are the dreamer and the dream at the same time. So are dreams really more than they seem? Perhaps pointing to a deeper meaning of life and a more profound insight into the nature of the whole universe? If so, what could that insight be? Well, I've already told you that. We dream to create a self. Perhaps the Aboriginal legend points to that deeper significance. Is life nothing but a dream? It certainly seems to be a lot more than that to me and to you. What about the everyday world of matter and energy that we see whirling all about us, that we all experience? Is that also nothing but a dream? It may seem like a vast distance, light years to travel, to go from these meandering questions and legends to the present time and our Western way of thinking and observing the universe we see around us, and in particular to a study of like consciousness and modern dream science. Yet it is precisely this that we are doing, that we will do in this session. We're going to look at the notion that this great spirit is indeed dreaming everything into existence. And just as you dream to make a self, which I have yet to show you how and explain to you, God dreams the universe to have a reflection of himself, herself, itself. And that's what the universe is all about. It's the reflection of the power of the great God or the great spirit. Just as you are the power of the soul dreaming you into existence as a self. And that's what dreams are all about, and that's what I'm going to be telling you.